Hello, brethren. Today we are looking into the second part of the message on the two voices. We established in the last session in creation, you always have two voices. Anywhere you go, there are always two voices. Amen. There's a voice from above and there is a voice from beneath. There's a voice from above and a voice from beneath. There's a voice that comes from God, the Father of light. And there's another voice that comes from the liar, the deceiver. Amen? And we saw the effects of the two voices. One of the voices darkens you in the knowledge of God so that you do not have a knowledge, a true conscious knowledge of God. While the other knowledge enlightens you in the knowledge of God. One voice tells you, you know, to live a life outside the knowledge of God, that you can survive after the outside the knowledge of God, that you can be God outside of God. Amen. While the other voice, you know, tells you that your survival is on God, that you should trust in God. Amen. The other voice, you know, shows you God in everything that you do. Because you begin to understand as you move on in the faith as Christians, that every element unto the most minute molecule in this world has got a significance in God's kingdom. It's just like listening to, you know, a radio broadcast or, you know, going into the airwaves. You will see, you know, waves, you know, wavelengths, you know, different voices are different wavelengths. There's a voice on the higher wavelength, and that is the voice of God. Amen. And God is calling his people in these last days to do what? To come and listen to that voice. Come to that still place where you can listen to that voice. You have to, you know, loosen yourself from things that bound you, loosen yourself from things that distract you, and come and listen to that voice, because that voice is the key to your healing. That voice is the key to your victory. That voice is the key to your salvation. Is the key to, you know, solving all the problems that you have. It could be habits. It could be sicknesses. It could be financial, you know, lack. All you just need to do is come and hear the voice. That's all. Amen. We're not talking about running about like we were taught in the days of religion. We're talking about coming in and listening to the very voice of God. Hallelujah. Before now, we have heard only the voice of man. Amen. And the voice of man is the voice of the world. The voice of the world comes from that which is beneath, which is the voice of the devil. Hallelujah. We're going to start off this message by turning to the book of Revelation chapter 10. Are we there? Revelation chapter 10. Okay. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book in his hand, and he set his right hand on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared, or as when a lion roars. When they had cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now, when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. The angels whom I saw standing on the sea, the angel which I saw standing on the sea and on the land, raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and earth, that are in it, and the things that are in it, and the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer, but in the days of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God will be finished, as he declared to his prophets, his servants. Hallelujah. Amen. You hear what the Lord is saying? That mighty angel coming down from heaven. Hallelujah. That mighty angel coming down from heaven. Who is that mighty angel coming down from heaven? Is it a very mighty angel with big wings? Amen. That will set his feet, 1 foot on, you know, the Atlantic Ocean and 1 foot on the Mediterranean? Or is it an angel that will set one, you know, 1 foot on River Niger or one foot on, you know, River Benue? What is God talking about here? Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to realize that that angel that is coming down in this hour is the body of Christ. Amen. It is the manifested body of Christ. We're not just talking about the body of Christ on the physical plane. We're talking of even the gathering of the saints in the spiritual realm. And what happens? They are coming down and they set their foot, 1 foot on the sea and 1 foot on the land. Amen. And those foot are what? Like pillars of fire. If you remember the transfiguration of Jesus, he appeared, you know, like in a different way, in a way that men never saw him. You see, most of us are still stuck on the flesh of Jesus. You realize that the flesh of Jesus Christ, is not the Christ. The Christ actually is that spirit that possessed that body. We have to get this thing clearly, that the Christ is that spirit that possessed that body. Christ was with the Father in the beginning. Christ does not have a physical body. Amen. So what God is giving us here is a spiritual revelation. At the transfiguration, you saw that the face of Jesus Christ, he shone like the sun, and he was clothed too. There was a covering of clouds around him. Amen. That is the glory of Christ. That is how you see Christ in the spirit realm. We're not trying to say literally that Christ, you know, has physical clouds or a physical face with sun, but he's just trying to, you know, declare the attributes. Amen. Of, you know, a personality lighted up with the glory of God and lighted up with the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you see those clouds around Jesus talks about the innumerable company, that is the company of saints that are gathered in Christ. I've always told you that the body of Christ is a many-membered body. Amen. It's not just that individual Jesus anymore. It is a many-membered body. We have Jesus Christ, Jesus as the head, but you have a many-membered body dispersed all over the world, and in the spiritual realm, you have the body of Christ still. Hallelujah. Paul is still ministering. John is still ministering. Daniel is still ministering. They are all ministering, you know, as saints in this body. Hallelujah. Somebody might ask, how do I know that, you know, they are among these clouds? If you remember clearly during the, you know, the death and resurrection of Jesus, the Bible says that even the holy prophets who had died before his time, they arose from their graves and they appeared to many in Jerusalem. And I tell you the truth, when Jesus Christ was taken up with the clouds, they were among that cloud that was taken up in glory with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So in other words, you see, Christ is a many-membered body. And when you see this kind of vision, hallelujah, even in Revelation chapter 1, when Jesus Christ appeared to John, you see, he appeared in a glorified form. He appeared in his true form. Hallelujah. A sword came out of his mouth. Amen. His face shone like the sun. Hallelujah. These are, you know, God uses this thing just to explain and to express the glory and the power that is in his Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So the messengers of God, or the angels of God. An angel is a messenger. When you say an angel is a servant. An angel is a servant that has lost his identity. An angel does only the will of the Father, only the will of his master. He does not, you know, go to do his own will. Hello, amen? If you see angels in the Bible, when they just appear to do the mission they were sent to do, and they disappear. Likewise, man, that is how Christ, the body of Christ, is. They are here to do what? Just to do the will of God. to announce the will of God, to declare the glory of God, to honor the Father, to honor their master. That is all. Hallelujah. So we have established that that body, amen, that angel that came down is a body of people who are coming down from heaven in these last hours. And they are doing what? They are placing their foot, one foot, you see, one foot is on where? On the land, and one foot is on the sea. Hallelujah. The sea talks about what? It talks about the world. It talks about the realms of darkness. It talks about the deep, where there is no knowledge of God. Hallelujah. But that fire, that fiery leg, is put into the sea. So that what? It enlightens that darkness that is inside the sea. Hallelujah. It brings enlightenment and it brings judgment to that, you know, darkness that is in the midst of the deep. Hallelujah. And you see, the land talks of another realm of darkness and ignorance in the realms of religion. Amen. In the realms of religion, people who call on Christ but really are walking in darkness. To some people who have, to some extent, risen above, you know, the deep, but are still midway. They have not attained to the place of Christ. They have not attained to the fullness that God wants them to attain. They perform miracles. They do many things. But God is saying that He wants the fullness of His glory, the fullness of His knowledge to fill everywhere. Amen? So we can regard those people on the land as carnal Christians. As Christians who have not moved up and known the true Father. Hallelujah. So this angel sets his 1 foot on the, you see, in the sea, and one foot on where? On the land. Amen. And that fiery, you know, leg will, you know, will bring judgment, will enlighten these places, these locations where it stands, and anything that is not of God will be burnt off. Hallelujah. So what happens? This angel cried with a loud voice. And you see, when he cried with a loud voice, the Bible says seven thunders uttered their voices from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. And what happened? John tried to write these things down. But the angel told him, don't write it down. Seal it up. Till the time of the end. Hallelujah. Amen. And he now says that, you know, in the days of the sounding of the seventh trumpet. Hallelujah. The mystery of the God will be finished. What the angel is saying here, in the days of the seventh, you know, the sounding of the seven trumpets, that book which, you know, John has sealed up will do what? Will be opened so that everybody will read the contents of that book. Hallelujah. Seven thunders uttered their voice, and they are all written in a book, hidden in a book. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you write or interpret what thunder says? Hallelujah. You see, these are spiritual revelations. We are understanding what God is saying now. God is giving us understanding so we know what He's talking about. Amen. If you look properly, even whenever Jesus, God appeared, or whenever God spoke, the Bible says that God's voice is like thunder. When he declared, you know, when He attested to the fact that Jesus was His Son, He said, "This is My Son in whom I am well pleased." The Bible says that people around thought they heard thunder. Amen. They thought what? They heard thunder. And we've established in the first part of this message that the voice of God is like thunder. Amen. Whenever you hear the voice of God, you are hearing thunder. Hallelujah. And we saw the effects of the thunder. It splits the cedars of Lebanon. Hallelujah. It scatters the enemies of God. It dispels darkness. Amen. You see, when you see things in the natural realm, you can only but understand what God is talking about. God has used this physical creation, you know, to describe His thoughts, to express His thoughts to us. So that when we see things on the natural realm, what we are seeing is actually the thoughts of God being made manifest. Hallelujah. So brethren, let us open our ears spiritually and hear what the Lord is saying in this hour. Hallelujah. The seven thunders is the message. Hallelujah. It's an understanding that God is giving forth in this hour. An understanding of His, from His innermost being. I've told you already, when a person speaks, the person speaks from what is, he speaks and says that which is within him. If you hear a man speak, the man has thought it out. before he speaks it, it comes out from within him. Hallelujah. In likewise manner, when God speaks, you are hearing the thoughts of God. You are hearing that which is within God. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, before now, God has been a mystery. God has been a mystery. People have not understood God. People have worshipped images. We're talking even of the brethren in the churches. They have not understood. They have not had a true picture of God. Hallelujah. What we have is a picture of a false God. Amen. A God of fire. A God of hell. A God with no compassion. Amen. A God who will throw people into hellfire forever and they will burn forever and ever in hellfire. Hallelujah. That is the impression we have of God. Amen. A God who can be found in a physical geographical location. A God who is very, very far away from us. A God who we can never approach because he's too holy, because he's too God. Now, these are images we've had in ourselves, you know. But you see, when the seven thunders begin to come forth, the true image, hallelujah, the true understanding, the mystery of God begins to be revealed. Hallelujah. You begin to understand our union with God. You see, I have always said it, that when you see men walking on the street, they are like gods in a sleeping state who do not understand what they are saying. Amen. They are gods in a sleeping state. They are like gods in a sleeping state who do not understand, you know, where they are going and what they are doing. Amen. You see, but what God does is what? He's waking us up and telling us the truth about ourselves. He's giving us understanding about our lost identities. Because man has lost the knowledge of who he is, the knowledge of his relationship, his oneness with God. Hallelujah. You see, man initially was created to walk with God and the glory of the Lord. See, but man has slipped into a lower realm, as you know, lost all that consciousness of that goodness, of that love relationship he had with God. Hallelujah. But God has come now to restore it. It is by the seven thunders. As you hear the seven thunders, that mystery now begins to be finished. Hallelujah. Amen. As we hear the voice of God, that mystery what? Begins to be finished. Hallelujah. The mystery what? Begins to be finished. Hallelujah. So that we begin to leave the realms of the lower faith and come up into the realms of what? The higher faith in God. Hallelujah. That, you know, that realm of unbelief, that realm of fear, of torment. Hallelujah. Before now we've heard, you know, everything in darkness. We've heard the whispers of the serpent. We've heard the voice of the serpent. Hallelujah. And it has brought nothing but torment, distress, fear. Hallelujah. Discomfort, sickness, disease, problems of humanity. It's because of what? They have heard the wrong voice. They have heard the voice from the lower realms. They have heard the voice, the whispers of the devil. And they are living in that realm. Hallelujah. But God is sending the seven thunders, and the seven thunders is going to enlighten us. It's going to lift us up, hallelujah, from the jaws of death. Amen. It's going to lift us up, you know, from the jaws of ignorance and cause us to have our heritage and know our heritage in God. Amen. So this is the workings of God in this hour. Amen. Just believe it. All we just have to do is do what? Listen to the messengers of God. Listen to the message that is flowing in this hour. Hallelujah. You see, this message you are hearing is part of that seven thunders. Hallelujah. Amen. It's part of that seven thunders you are hearing in these last days. Amen. And it seeks to do what? To reveal the mystery of God. It's a mystery. God has been a mystery up to now. Amen. Hallelujah. But everything that is a mystery will, at its stage, will come forth into light and will no longer be a mystery. This is the will of God for our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's quickly go back to Revelation chapter 10, verse 8. It says, "Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, Go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. And I went to the angel and ate it. Amen. Are we there? Hallelujah. Then I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take and eat it. And it will make your stomach bitter. But it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hands and I ate it. And it was as sweet as honey. It was sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again to many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, what he's saying here is that as the revelation of God comes, hallelujah, you see, the certain elements in us, amen, will be judged, will be destroyed. Hallelujah. And those people who hear this message are going to be incorporated into that same body of Christ that is going to sound that message in these last days. Amen. So it's very important, vitally important, that we understand the seven thunders. Hallelujah. It's very important that we understand what God is saying about. The seven thunders are here to enlighten the people of God. To give them, you know, that lost identity. To give them that back, that power that they lost in Adam. Amen. Hallelujah. If you quickly turn with me to the book of John. Are we there? Turn with me quickly to the book of John. We're talking about the Spirit of God here. Amen. How many of us know that the Spirit of God is referred to also as the seven spirits of God? The seven spirits of God is one spirit. Hallelujah. You see the coincidence, seven thunders, seven spirits of God. Seven thunders, seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. Seven thunders, seven spirits of God. Let this thing ring in your mind. Seven thunders, seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. See, the Spirit of God understands his thunders. The Spirit of God, you know, is God. And he knows the heartbeat of God. Hallelujah. We're good to understand why the Spirit of God was sent to this world in this hour. Amen. In the account in the book of Revelations, the Bible says that these are the seven spirits of God that are sent, you know, to the earth to redeem man. Hallelujah. We're going to have a greater understanding of the Spirit of God in this last day. The Spirit of God is not just there for you to speak in tongues. Amen. That's not all. The Spirit of God is here to do what? To enlighten you, to give you understanding. Amen. The Spirit of God is here to give you understanding into that little book that was sealed. It's the Spirit of God that will interpret it and open your ears to hear, that you may be saved. Amen. In John chapter 16 verse 5 to 15 says, but John chapter 16 verse 5 to 15 says, but now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment and of sin. Because they do not believe in me, and of righteousness, because I go to my Father. And you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you what? Into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Amen. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Hallelujah. You see, here we can see even the plan of God being revealed. Here we can see the plan of God being revealed. It is a very important scripture. See, up to now, what people say is that the Spirit of God was given for you to speak in tongues. Amen. What people don't really understand the real purpose of the Spirit of God. The real purpose of the Spirit of God is to do what? Is to give understanding, is to teach you. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said it was important that he left. You see, some Christians are still looking for Jesus Christ in the flesh. They are still looking for how they will hold Jesus Christ and hug him in heaven. And you know, how they will see him one day in the air or something like that. They are still looking unto the flesh of Jesus. But Jesus Christ told them it is good for them that he goes away. That he departs this world. Amen. Because embodied in Jesus was the Spirit of God. The fullness of the Spirit of God was embodied in him. And he had to break that body. He had to shed that body to let go of the Spirit of God. So that it will be what? It will be available to us. Amen. Because what he's saying here is that without the Spirit of God, we could not have entered into the promise. In fact, he couldn't even tell the disciples certain things. He could not explain certain things to the disciples because they didn't have the Spirit of God in them. They didn't have that Spirit of God that would do what? Give them understanding. So it was, you know, it was not useful at that moment. But he told them clearly that the time will come where they will do what? Where they will hear and understand these things that he's speaking about. A time will come where, you know, they will hear these things clearly. It will no longer be like parables. Hallelujah. Amen. So what he's saying? He says that he's going to do what? He will reveal everything that is mine. Amen. He will take everything that is mine and he will do what? He will declare it to you. Amen. A lot of us do not realize what God has freely given us. A lot of people do not realize the glory that is in Christ. A lot of people do not realize, hallelujah, the mystery of the oneness of God, you know, in Christ Jesus Christ. But it's the Spirit of God that has come here to enlighten us. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is the one that interprets what? The thunders of God, the seven thunders of God. It is the one that interprets the voice of God. It's the one that interprets the heartbeat of God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of John chapter 16 verse 13 to 35, he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you what? Into all truth. Hallelujah. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are what? Are mine. Therefore, I say to you, he will take of mine and do what? Declare it to you. Hallelujah. Just look at what he's saying. He says he will guide you into what? Into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. Amen. You know, before now we have heard what they call lies. Before now we have seen and, you know, perceived lies. Hallelujah. We have lived after lies of the world, after lies of our family, after lies, you know, of the systems of religion, of the church system, after lies of, you know, philosophers of this world, after lies of government. You see, all these things deny the knowledge of God subtly, but they do not know. Hallelujah. We have heard in a different light. We have been taught that we are limited. We have been taught, you know, that we are but men. We have been taught, you know, that you must be sick and everybody must be sick and everybody must die. We have been taught that God is far away. Amen. We have been taught that we cannot be like God. We have been taught, you know, many, many things. Hallelujah. Remember when Peter began to sink in the, when he walked upon the sea, the Bible says that he began to sink. Initially, he heard the voice of Jesus Christ telling him to come and walk on that river. Come to me. He heard the voice of the Lord. See, but along the way, that same voice that he had heard over the years, that same whisper he had heard over the years began to walk in him. So that as he walked upon the sea, what happens? He now remembered what the devil had told him. He now remembered what he had learned. He now remembered, you know, the darkness, the dark teachings he heard. And what happens? He began to sink. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, oh ye of little faith. All the problems that we have is because of what we've been taught. It's because of what we've heard. We have not heard from the Lord. We have heard from the devil up to now. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God is here to interpret, you know, the voice of God. It's here to give us an insight into the voice of God. Hallelujah. Before now, we have heard the voice of the world, the voice, you know, of the prince of the power of the air, the voice of darkness. Hallelujah. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 1, it says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech, of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but, you know, in the power of God." You see what he's saying? He's talking about two wisdoms. Amen. Wisdom is expressed in your voice. When you have your wisdom, people hear your wisdom through your voice. Amen. Paul is saying here that he didn't come here with the voice of men. That's the other voice, the voice of the devil. But he came here with what? With the voice of God. Hallelujah. The voice of Christ. Hallelujah. The voice that has the power of God in it. You see, if you go down to verse 6, "However, I will speak wisdom among those who are mature. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But will speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the foundation of the world for our what? For our glory. Which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Amen. "For it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those that love Him." Amen. But God has revealed them to us. Through who? Through His Spirit. "For the Spirit searcheth all things." Yes. The deep things of God. "For what God knows, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have what? We have not received the spirit of the world, but we have received what? The Spirit who is from God, that we may know the things that have been freely given to what? To us." Hallelujah. You see it? A lot of us do not know the things that have been freely given to us. Some of us, even professing Christians, do not know the power, the oneness that we have in God, with God. Some Christians do not realize that they themselves are like God. They are God. They are a part of God. People do not know this. These are mysteries. You see, but as you come into these last days to hear the message, to hear the voice, you begin to understand things. Hallelujah. Things that are very contrary to the teachings that we have been indoctrinated with from when we were born. Amen. Before now, we have been taught by what? By the spirit of the world. That carnal spirit of darkness. Hallelujah. But God now is revealing the deep things of Himself. The deep things of God are being revealed to us by what? By the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And it's this deep revelation that does what? That sets us free. Hallelujah. That's why it says what? Mind how you hear. Mind how you hear. Those people that hear, to those that hear, more will be what? Will be given. But those that do not hear, even that little knowledge, that little life, that little power that you have, that little faith that you have, will be taken away. Amen. And it is being taken away on a daily basis. You see. But there are some people who are hearing the message, who are going into the presence of God now, and they are hearing the heartbeat of God. And as they hear this heartbeat of God, they are lifted up into the power of by the power of the resurrection. They are resurrected into life. Hallelujah. So that they will have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. So that they will have faith more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the work of God. You see, we are beginning to understand those things that have been freely given to us. Some people do not know the free gift of God. Some people do not know the free gift of power, the free gift of God, the free gift of love. People do not understand these things. But we are beginning to know these things in these last days. Hallelujah. The Bible says that in God there is a love that that is beyond the knowledge of man. And we are, as we enter into Christ, as we hear this message, we are going to search out this love. This love knows no limit. Hallelujah. We are talking that this love, you know, will even give life will even rescue people like Ben Laden. This love will even rescue, hallelujah, the deepest, the most satanic, you know, possessed person in, on the face of this earth. That love of God is even greater than that power. Hallelujah. That love of God can even embrace that sinner, no matter how far, and no matter how, you know, far away from God. We need to understand that love of God. Hallelujah. How God has truly loved us. Because before now, the devil has taught us nothing but condemnation. The devil has taught us that we are not good in the sight of God. The devil has taught us that we are useless in the sight of God. But God has come to enlighten us so that we will see the love the Father has for us. We are going to see the oneness, the power, hallelujah, that God has in store for us. Amen? Hallelujah. He says that the deep things of God, no wonder, you know, in the book of Job, what did Job say? When they were questioning Job, they asked Job, can you search out the deep things of God? Amen? Can you find out the limits of God? But we, the sons of God, hallelujah, by the Spirit of God, are beginning to understand the deep things of God in these last days. Amen? But first of all, you have to do what? You have to come to where? Come to the light. Come to the feet of Jesus and listen to the voice of God in silence. Begin to hear what God is saying about His creation. Begin to see God in His creation, because God is constantly speaking. Hallelujah. He's constantly thundering from the heavens. You know, when in the real life, in the physical life, this physical carnal life, in this physical realm, what happens? When you see thunder, what accompanies thunder? Lightning. You see, lightning accompanies thunder. And when lightning goes forth, what does it do? It's in a dark place. It can lighten up the place. You know? Hallelujah. Lightning does what? It lightens up the place. And when you have lightning and thunder, normally rain accompanies it. And that rain does what? It's like life of God, like knowledge of God. Amen? So come in and understand these two voices. Up till now, we have heard the voice of the Lord, but the voice of the world, the voice of Satan. But the seven thunders of God are coming in now. Hallelujah. The seven thunders are coming now that we shall receive understanding. And we have to hear the seven thunders so that we are revealed. The mystery of God, what is removed, and we begin to enter into the love of God. Amen. So God bless you as you take this, you know, these steps of faith. You know, as you take these bold steps, as you approach God's kingdom. Hallelujah. He has prepared, you know, a place for us. Hallelujah. He has prepared a place so that where He is, we shall be. Amen. That is the place of resurrection, the place of power. God has, you know, wants to exalt some of us right now into the realms of spirit. He wants to exalt some of us into the realms of immortality. He wants to exalt some of us into the realms of complete victory, complete health. Hallelujah. The key to that health, the key to that victory is in the message. Hallelujah. It's in the voice of God. Hallelujah. Not that old voice anymore, but the new voice, the new message, the seven thunders. Hallelujah. It has been sealed before now, but we are hearing it. The trumpet of the Lord is sounding. Hallelujah. And we're hearing that message, that thunder. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We shall continue with this message in the next session. So be blessed. Amen.